Mike Chambers joins us from the Denver Post, talking a little Avs and the Wild. Mike, this has been a homer series, so obviously the Avs are pretty confident they can stick with it. When you look at the overall series so far, and, you know, the Avs have had to pull their goalie twice to win games. Another time they pulled their goalie and lost. Have the Wild outplayed them in more games, in your mind?
Well, certainly in the first two games in Minnesota, the Wild definitely outplayed them. Game six was pretty tight, a 2-2 game late, and Zach Parise came through big time for them. But the two of the three games in Denver were won by the Avs in overtime, and I think if the Avs had a little better goaltending than those two, they wouldn't have needed overtime. But I think the big difference, as you said at the start, was every home team has won. And the second thing is Nathan MacKinnon is all of his points in this series, all 10 of his points, which is tied for the most in the NHL in the playoffs, have come in the three games in Denver. I expect him to have another big game tonight, and when that happens, the Avs usually win.
Yeah, that's interesting. Another pretty significant guy. Talk about Matt Duchene. What's happening there?
Well, he came back in game six.
And how is he?
He was immediately a big hit on the power play, a power play that's really struggled in this series.
Yeah.
So just him playing against the half wall and being an interchangeable part with O'Reilly there in the corner, it's just made a huge difference on the power play. And I'm sure they're going to probably have a lot of chances on the power play here again tonight.
You look at MacKinnon. What is the biggest difference you've seen? Is it just matchups, that he's getting such better matchups on home ice?
I think it's part of matchups, and the kid just has more confidence at home. I mean, he's 18 years old. He does his thing better when the vibe is good around him. I'm not saying that he lacks any confidence. I think he's an amazing kid as an 18-year-old, but, you know, I certainly think for him, the home crowd is a big boost, and I think that's the big discrepancy in his points home and away.
Yeah, absolutely. Just back to Duchene for a second. MacKinnon's been terrific, as you said, but it's a lot to ask of an 18-year-old, as good as he's been all season long. Duchene just adds that added dimension, another weapon, another name to circle on the whiteboard in the Minnesota dressing room. I got a feeling he could have an impact tonight as well.
Oh, I think so, for sure. He's got the first game back. I mean, obviously he was out the whole series until game six.
Yep.
I thought he played pretty darn good. I mean, he was only scheduled to play around 10 minutes. Or 10 minutes tops, and he was over 18, and I thought he looked great. He said he's not at 100%, and his speed isn't quite there, but he sure looked good, and I'm sure his second game back, I'm sure he's going to be a lot better.
Mike Chambers joins us from the Denver Post. Mike, a few minor changes tonight. Joey Hischen draws back in. Brad Malone is out. Is that any sort of impact in your mind?
Well, I just think Patrick Waugh wants more third and fourth line scoring. I mean, Cody McLeod's got the only goal from a third or fourth liner in the series, and that was shorthanded. As Max Talbot told me here this morning, if they would have had some more scoring from their third and fourth lines, the series probably would be over by now. Joey Hischen is going to try to be that playmaker on that third line. Obviously, he's playing with two really good wingers in McGinn and Talbot, two experienced, big, tough guys. So I shouldn't say Max Talbot's a big guy, but certainly he's experienced. It's just a line that Patrick is hoping that it gets going in the scoring department tonight.
Now, Patrick Waugh has been down this Game 7 road countless times as a player. What's his message to his players tonight. I mean, it's a young team. Game seven, you're even veterans can have jitters. What's been his message to the guys in that room?
Well, he kept on emphasizing this morning that the home ice is a huge factor in this game. He played in 13 game sevens.
Yeah.
And he said that there was such a difference between playing at home and playing on the road that his guys have to embrace having the advantage at home and playing with that confidence.
Patrick Waugh, right after game six, I think was already playing the head games. And not necessarily in a bad way, but pointing out how hard it is to win game seven on the road for him. He had way more success at home than he did on the road in game seven. You know, the Avs are a very young team. I don't know if experience plays a factor or not, but what about the Tyson Barrie factor in your mind? You know, how much have they missed him? How much will that potentially be a bigger impact, just having him not on the ice?
Well, it's still a big deal. I mean, obviously Tyson's a great young player who was their best puck moving D, who was a big factor on the power play. Losing him in game three, it's just like the whole team just forgot to play offense in games two and three, three and four. And I think that they've adjusted and they've done a good job without Tyson Barrie, but obviously that's a big loss. And, you know, it's kind of a rallying point too, because Tyson Barrie could be back in 3 weeks. So obviously this is a team that surely wants to keep playing after tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious, what have the Wild been doing, if anything, in terms of matching up against McKinnon till now? And what did they do against Duchesne? And I assume Patrick will obviously have last call on those matchups tonight.
Well, yeah, I think the Wild, they want to get Parisi and Koivu on Nathan McKinnon. But now, as you said, with Duchesne back, it's a little harder for them. Patrick's going to use everything he can on the last change and try to get his matchups. But and that's another reason why he wants that third line to get going, because, you know, to have the ability to play with three scoring lines against a team that you know is going to be cognizant of McKinnon and Duchesne, it's a big deal.
Who are you picking?
Well, I don't want to sound like a homer, guys, but I just think the home crowd, and with Matt Duchesne back and the speed advantage, even without Tyson Barrie, I think most of all, I think Varley is due to have a good game in net. I don't think he's had a very good series, and he's going up against a rookie goalie. I think combination of all those things probably favors Colorado.
We'll be watching quickly. Who do you like in San Jose, L.A.?
I like San Jose at home, but that sure is an interesting series, huh? I mean, up 3-0. But, yeah, I'll take the home team on that one, too.
All right, man. As always, we appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, guys.